Anthropic closes $30 billion round at 900B valuation, FT reports. Anthropic has agreed to a $30 billion fundraise at a $900 billion valuation, led by Dragoneer GreenOaks, Sequoia, and Altimeter Capital, according to a Financial Times report flagged by Cointelegraph on May 15, 2026. The deal, if it closes on the reported terms, would be one of the largest private financings ever recorded and would push Anthropic past every publicly listed crypto company by market value. The signal came through a Cointelegraph post on X citing the FT's reporting. Anthropic has not posted a confirmation on its own channels at the time of writing, sizing the round against the rest of the market. At $900 billion, Anthropic's implied valuation sits just under the market cap of Bitcoin itself, which traded at $81,116 with a $1.62 trillion market cap as of May 15, 2026. Ethereum's network was worth $274 billion at the same snapshot. In other words, one privately held AI lab would be priced at more than three times the entire Ethereum economy. The $30 billion check size matters as much as the headline number. Most AI rounds in the last 18 months were structured as a mix of equity and compute commitments from a single strategic backer. Four named lead investors, all financial rather than infrastructure, points to a pure cash round designed to fund frontier model training and inference capacity directly. Sequoia and Altimeter have been longtime Anthropic backers. Dragoneer and GreenOaks have spent the past 2 years building concentrated AI positions across OpenAI, xAI, and Mistral, a coordinated lead across all four signals that growth stage capital is still willing to write nine-figure checks into AI at the top of the cycle. Crypto's muted reaction, crypto markets did not treat the news as a risk-on signal. BTC was up 1.88% on the day at $81,116. ETH was effectively flat at $2,075, up 0.42%, and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 50, exactly neutral. XRP and BNB ran 4.15% and 0.85% higher respectively, but the moves predate the FT report. The flat reaction is itself the story. A year ago, a $900 billion private valuation in adjacent tech would have pulled risk assets higher on liquidity grounds. The current setup is different. ETF outflows have dominated the BTC tape this week, and macro desks are watching the Fed and the yen rather than VC headlines. The tokenized stock angle Anthropic has appeared in crypto coverage twice recently, both times through the tokenized pre-IPO stock market. We reported on May 13th that Anthropic publicly voided unauthorized secondary trades that had implied a $1.6 trillion company valuation through tokenized share products. That episode was resolved by the company itself, stepping in to disqualify the trades. A confirmed $900 billion primary round resets the reference price for any platform that lists Anthropic exposure as a synthetic. Tokenized pre-IPO products typically peg to the last reported primary or secondary mark. If the round closes at the FT's terms, every platform offering Anthropic exposure will need to rebase its quotes downward from the $1.6 trillion implied level and upward from the prior $183 billion mark set in March. That is not necessarily good or bad for token holders. It is a structural reset that traders should expect to see priced in within days of the deal closing. Gaps in the FT reporting. The FT reporting, as relayed by Cointelegraph, does not include closing terms, lockup structure, board changes, or how the proceeds split between operating expenses and capital expenditure for compute. The four named leads are sized as the leading consortium, not necessarily the only participants. Founders Fund, Lightspeed, and Menlo Ventures have all been on Anthropic's cap table previously and could still be in the round. Anthropic was last reported at a $183 billion valuation in March 2026 during a $3.5 billion round. A jump to $900 billion in roughly 2 months would be a 4.9x markup. That is fast even by current AI standards, and any closing documents will be scrutinized for ratchet provisions, anti-dilution terms, and revenue disclosures used to justify the new price.